there's no any group that has requested, you know, from the security to put peacefully demonstrate. So the police have not received any request. And so there are no demonstrations scheduled for Monday. This is just a utopian call on social media, and it is that there's no ground at all.
According to the report here, what they want to do is to call for President Salva Kiir and his deputy to step down.
The problem is that there is no group that can call President Kiir to step down. This is a utopian kind of organizations that is not found anywhere. How can non-existing organization be calling for the president to step aside? There's nothing, James Barton. I'm talking from Juba, and I'm telling you the truth.
Is it true that the U.S. Embassy in Juba put out an alert warning people to keep a low profile during protests that are planned for Monday?
No. There is no anybody asked to take a low profile. There are no planned demonstrations. On Monday, the president is opening the parliament. This is what is known. And everybody has set the mind for the opening of the parliament. The president will be addressing the nation from the parliament and give the policy document for the parliamentarian to start to debate on. There's no demonstration whatsoever in the country.
Talking about the president opening the parliament, what does this mean in terms of the overall movement towards achieving peace?
What it means, you know, is that the political part of the revitalized peace agreement would come to full implementation comes Monday. What remains to be seen is the graduation of the forces, which will graduate the security forces. And that means, you know, the implementation of the peace of revitalized peace agreement or resolution of conflict is going as planned. Though there are some challenges that are facing the revitalized transitional national unity government from here and there, but they are going there because there's no other alternative.
Back to the planned protest. You said there's nothing or no group that is planning to protest. Is it because your government did not allow the people who are planning to have the protest?
The Bill of Rights on the Article 24 and Article 25 of the Transitional National Constitution 2011 gives people right to express their opinion freely and to also associate with others. They can go for peaceful demonstration, provided they give the police the reason why they have to demonstrate peacefully, and the police has to approve it the way it is done in Western world, because nobody can just come out from his house and start demonstrating anywhere. In America, in Britain, these are the most established democracies. But people don't associate without informing the security operators. So, you know, what is called so-called planned demonstration was just in a document written by four individuals who actually thought by writing such document, everybody will be going out to join the demonstration. First of all, there's no leadership for such kind of a grouping. There's no permission from the police for them to demonstrate peacefully. So it is non-existent.
Mr. Wekateng, we do thank you very much again. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you. Thank you. Huh?